this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big show still remaining. We didn't use it up in the first half hour, trust me, although Nigel Innes is a great guest. Great guest. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes, about 1:05, by Mason DePalma, Deputy Communications Director of the Republican State Leadership Committee. What is it that they do? You can check it out at rslc.gov. Or no, I'm sorry, it's .gop. rslc.gop. This is going to be good. Mason DePalma is out there on the ground, so to speak, helping to get Republicans elected all across the state. Also, Peter Navarro, remember him? He is the former assistant to President Trump. Got a new book out, Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House, and How We Will Win It Back. That will be coming up at 2:05. Stick around. Whole lot more to do as we continue. Oh, that murder that was on the loose. We'll talk about that. And by the way, that was on the governor's watch, just so you know, Governor Sisolak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Thursday night football, the Dolphins visit the Bengals tonight. Miami 3-0, Cincinnati 1-2, but the Bengals are favored by 3.5. Tua Tagovailoa trying to play with an injured back on short rest. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said in a normal week, Tagovailoa would be questionable. They do have a capable backup quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater if needed. Kickoff tonight scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. In Wednesday's baseball action, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 8-3. Aaron Judge hit his American League record-tying 61st home run of the win. The Yankees have already clinched the American League East. In 10 innings, the Nationals beat the Braves 3-2, while the Mets outlasted the Marlins 5-4 in 10 innings. New York with a one-game lead ahead of Atlanta for the top spot in the National League East. The teams begin a three-game series Friday in Atlanta. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I just checked our traffic cams here and do expect some reduced speeds on Interstate 15 southbound, mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. Those lane reductions continue through that area. The Tropicana Interchange Project. That's going to be lasting for a while, so start earlier if you're in a hurry. Backups on the Beltway, too, 215 westbound. They begin around Gillespie on 215 west because there's only one lane available as you transition from 215 west to go 15 north, and those restrictions continue on 15 north between Warm Springs and Hacienda. And a fender bender, southbound eastern, that's at Mesquite.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Ian has been downgraded to a tropical storm, still dangerous. They're in the midst of cleanup now and recovery, and we'll have more information on that, I'm sure, before we leave the air at 3 o'clock. Thanks to Nigel Innes, by the way, for joining us. Always fun to have him on. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been tracking this story, which is just bizarre. A murderer who escapes from prison, and this is a bizarre story, though.
It is indeed, because he apparently escaped on Friday, and it wasn't really known to the powers to be until Monday. So,
weekend pass.
I guess so, and apparently he did stay in town. We're talking about 42-year-old Porfirio Duarte Herrera, and it pays to be very observant and watch the news. Those people that say, no, I'd rather watch, something about Madonna. No, it pays to watch the news and be plugged in, because an observant bus station worker is expected to receive a $30,000 reward because he notified authorities he recognized the 42-year-old Duarte Herrera, and he was arrested at the bus station. So a bus station worker said, hey, I know this guy, he's bad, and he contacted authorities, and boom, they arrest him, and he should get $30,000. But it does say a lot about the judicial system, or the Nevada Department of Corrections, where this escapee on Friday was not deemed to be of that status until Monday. There's something wrong with the system there, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, exactly. And this is something that is going to be a part of this final 40-plus days, the final 40 days, 23 days to early voting. And, of course, mail-in ballots will be going out in the next week or so. Fact is, that's going to be a part of the gubernatorial race, and the question of competence on the part of Steve Sisolak.
No doubt about it, but Duarte Herrera was on the lam for several days, and apparently he found some new clothes. He was holding a brand new backpack, and he purchased a ticket to Tijuana. He was ready to get out of the U.S. and head down there and basically live a free life. But thanks to that observant bus station worker. And
good for him.
And he should receive a $30,000 reward.
Make it 60.
Yeah.
Man, as far as I'm concerned, make it 60. Here's a guy that took a dangerous murderer off the street after a weekend pass. It's bizarre to me. And the Department of Corrections, somebody's going to pay the price for this. It might end up being the governor, Steve Sisolak. Coming up on the program, Mason DePalma will join us top of the hour, deputy communication director for an organization that is working in a lot of different ways with boots on the ground, so to speak, the Republican State Leadership Committee. We'll talk with him about the election coming up 40 days from today, 23 days away from early voting. And as I mentioned, the mail-in ballots will be going out probably next week. So you'll be getting your ballots in the mail. Just return them, fill them out, and send them back. No, that's all you got to do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Yeah. When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
It's time for Henderson Hot Rod Day, September 30th and October 1st along Water Street in downtown Henderson. 2 days of classic cars, muscle cars, and much more. September 30th, join us for a free concert featuring classic alternative rock group Spin Doctors. Henderson Hot Rod Days is free to spectators of all ages. Presented by the Boulder City Cruising Association, the City of Henderson, and Lerner and Rowe Injury Attorneys. Henderson Hot Rod Day, September 30th and October 1st. For more info, go to HendersonHotRodDays.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have 2 races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday it was 150 mile an hour winds. Now the cleanup begins in the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis was on with Hannity last night, sizing up the situation in Florida. Listen to this.
Well, Tucker, this is a major, major storm. I mean, it hit at 155 miles an hour. That is one tick below a Category 5. But unlike some of the Category 5 storms we've had, this is a huge storm in terms of its size. It brought record storm surge in Collier, Lee counties, and it's continuing to churn throughout the state. And so, you know, you're going to end up with many more people without power. Obviously, in Southwest Florida, as soon as the storm passes, you know, we have emergency responders at the local level. The state has marshaled hundreds of aircraft. We have high water vehicles. We have the capacity to go by air, by land, or by sea to help people, and we will do that, and that's going to need to take place. But then you're going to have a major effort to restore power. We have 100 cell towers that we can help stand up to help do communications. We have over 42,000 linemen and other personnel associated with restoring power. If you're driving anywhere in Florida, I-10, I-95, you see these trucks coming into the state, and it's been ongoing. So that's going to be the biggest, probably, logistical effort in the history of the state. As soon as it's safe to go in, they're going to go in, try to get, of course, rescue people first, then try to stabilize the situation, restore power, get fuel in there, and make sure people can communicate.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis before the storm was done with Florida. But I'm just going to tell you, there's nobody that does natural disasters better than the state of Florida. Maybe because they've had so much practice. But it's incredible to me that these people are so used to it, and they take it so matter-of-factly, and they don't go begging, the federal government. They're not doing their part, which is what they would say if this were Donald J. Trump in the White House. But the fact is, they do a great job. They do a great job of dealing with these kind of disasters. I don't know if you caught this, but it's I've seen it in small doses. I have not seen all of it, but it's this new Biden gaffe that's out there talking about a dead member of Congress. And it's incredible. Let's go quickly to cut two, see if we can squeeze this in before the break, because this is just priceless. It is another reason why this president needs to step down. I mean, really and truly, if you make a mistake about a dead member of Congress and you do it in a public forum, that's not good. It's not good at all. This is the latest. This is cut two, by the way. The latest Biden gaffe, which occurred yesterday.
And I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
And today, the president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
What happened? So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president. He looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind. This wasn't what we were able to witness today, and what the president was able to lift up in this at this conference, at this event, was how her focus on wanting to deal with, combat food insecurity in America. And this is something that he was lifting up and honoring. And again, he knows that he's going to see her family this coming Friday. There is a bill signing that's going to happen in renaming a VA clinic in Indiana after the late congresswoman. He knows that he is going to see her family, and she was a top of mind.
I have no explanation. That was a Baghdad Bob moment. I'm just telling you, when the presidential press secretary can lie through her teeth like that with a straight face, that is absolutely bizarre. I mean, that was a surreal. No, I'm just going to tell you, it was a surreal moment when the president's press secretary just lies through her teeth. Oh, it was top of mind. That's the new catch-all, glop-all. Yeah. She was top of the mind. Where's Jackie? Where is she? She's dead, Mr. President. She's dead. She was in a car accident. Anyway, sorry about that, but and Joe Biden is a pretty savvy politician. He's got to know that it's time to go. And my guess is they're probably formulating some sort of way of a soft landing, so to speak, for the president of the United States. But that means we end up with Kamala Harris. That's not good. Stay where you are. We're going to take a quick break. Just a reminder, this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-Shot for women, and the world famous P-Shot for ED for men. With big news, Las Vegas Aesthetics is doubling the strength of the P-Shot. They're doubling the PRP to get double the results, but they're not doubling the price. Plus, they will include the Shockwave treatment, valued at $500, absolutely free. And if you bring in a friend, you'll each receive a free gift. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics at 702-664-1300, 664-1300, or go to lvamedspa.com. That's lvamedspa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. We got Thursday Night Football, believe it or not, coming up. And gentleman Jim Dallas, his beloved Cincinnati Bengals, with a new look.